Dr. Jonathan from the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service is bringing you the latest COVID-19 updates.
What's up, Doc?
AAA Murray Country, joining us now is Dr. Jonathan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. How are you going?
We're good.
Sorry, Joe.
Good, mate. How are you? Good.
Good.
Yep, that's good.
Good, good. We're all good. Anyways, is Queensland good?
Queensland, yeah. So, look, I think we're doing okay. We've sort of case numbers are levelled out. Probably just a little bit of a bump the last couple of days, but we sort of see that at the start of the week. So I think it's a bit too early to see what's happening with school.
Yeah.
Definitely reports of, you know, that kids are getting diagnosed and people and, you know, parents and everyone getting let know, but obviously not schools shutting down or anything. So, yeah, I think it'd be interesting to see how that plays out this week. We have had our biggest number of deaths in Queensland yesterday, 24 deaths, which is, you know, I guess that's the kind of tail end of the larger number of infections a couple of weeks ago, which is a little bit of what we might see.
And is that, those numbers are obviously linked to COVID, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So they are over-reporting a little bit in terms of they're saying for transparency, that even there was a younger person, I think in their 50s, that died, but, you know, not 100% sure it was from COVID itself, but they're kind of reporting it anyway. So that's a little bit of a tricky thing. And I guess, you know, the aged care setting is a bit more complex as well with people in their sort of end of life journey.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we're getting rid of the check-in app for most places.
Mm.
What sort of drove this? I mean, I think it technically makes sense based off the fact that we weren't reporting close contacts from there anyway, but where was this coming from?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It really wasn't, the data from it wasn't being used to sort of help reduce the spread. So I think that with the system sort of overwhelmed with the number of cases and being used, it just wasn't being used. So there wasn't any value from it anymore. So really the only value now is to check someone's vaccination status. So that's the sort of, that's the places that need to continue using it. So those sorts of hospitality venues, vulnerable venues like hospitals and aged care facilities.
Is that so, just to be certain for everyone that is listening, Dr. Jonathan, that's still the check-in app and your passport, your vaccine passport will still be asked at venues such as restaurants, you know, in places like that, and cafes. Is that still a place that will ask for the COVID thing as well?
Yeah, that's right. If you're eating in, they'll ask for it in, you know, cinemas, stadiums, festivals. I think weddings well. They'll have that. There's
weddings.
More than 20 people. So
you still have to have it at weddings too.
Yeah, that's what they've got in their list. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then as I said, hospitals, residential aged care, and disability accommodation.
I know you probably don't know this, but how does that affect people? You know, like, I mean, at weddings, and you probably don't have the answers here, but, you know, do they have to? So, if you don't have the vaccine, you cannot go to a friend's wedding.
I think that's just for the check-in app. I'd have to double check whether that's still
it's
the case.
It's probably more the venue, hey, not necessarily the wedding itself.
That's what I would think. And they're saying when it's more than 20 people are attending, which obviously is most weddings. But, yeah, I would have thought most venues, you're required to be vaccinated anyway.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, thank you for our update today, and you have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.